Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the great feast, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Can you imagine that what God did? He chose Mary to be our model of holiness by preserving her entirely from original sin, making her all pure and all holy. In doing this, God shows us what is possible for us too, wounded by sin, the healing and restoration of our whole humanity. Brothers and sisters, God wants to give us grace, especially on this great feast. God wants to give us more grace to follow Him, men and women. And don't just say, I did this and I did that, and it's over. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Brothers and sisters, God loves you. And He has given us His Immaculate Mother to pray for us and to be with us, though we don't see her. We have a mother who is in heaven, and she loves us. She's loved us. So let's take a look at the readings on this great feast. The opening prayer says this: O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin prepared a worthy dwelling for your Son, grant, we pray, that as you preserved her from every stain by virtue of the death of her Son, which you foresaw, so through her intercession we too may be cleansed and admitted to your presence, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. It's really hard to believe, isn't it? But look what God has done. He's given us a mother in heaven who is pure, without sin. Draw closer to her. Draw closer to her Son of all. Please, open your heart more to the Lord and to His Mother. He gave her to us to lead us and to help us. He's right there, but we can turn to her as well. First reading is the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 9 to 15, and then verse 20. After the man Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat." The man replied, "The woman who you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and so I ate it." The Lord then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Then the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. Brothers and sisters, I was just reminiscing the other day how long it took me. Oh, I got a lot at catechism when I was growing up, but when Mary really became my mother, I was easily into my teens, maybe even into my early 20s before I fully understand. And I'm sure I don't fully understand even now, but as fully as I could understand what Mary has done for us. So quiet she is. She is Jesus' mother. And in a way, she is my mother and your mother. She loves us. She wants to help us draw closer to her son. Open your heart more on this feast day and ask her, help me. Help me to draw closer to you, that you may help me to grow closer to your son. It's a wonderful way to go. You can go right to Jesus if you want. But it's very good to have a mother right beside us. Open your heart to the gift that God has given us. And Psalm 98 says, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. Yes, he has. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. Give praise to God today for so giving us such a mother in heaven. Our earthly mothers are wonderful, many of them. But you also have your mother in heaven. Paul says to the Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6 and 11 to 12, brothers and sisters, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him, before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him. In love he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. Do you trust him? Do you draw near to him? Brothers and sisters, Mary conceived without sin, please. Brothers and sisters, we are loved by those in heaven so much, and by our God, we are loved so much. Let's take a brief look here at the gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a named Joseph, to the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And then the angel said to her, can you imagine that? An angel appearing to you and talking to you? And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I have no relations with a man? And the angel said to her in reply, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. And then the angel departed from her. I don't know what I would have done. I don't think I could have spoken. I don't think I could think. The angel Gabriel comes and speaks to her. And she sees him. And he talks to her. And she knows. She understands. For she's pure. And she says, May it be done to me according to your word. And that's something when I'm in some kind of difficulty or whatever the case may be, or I need wisdom I don't have, how many times I've said, Lord, I want to belong to you. May my life live according to your word. Help me. I don't expect to be like the Blessed Mother, but my heart is in it. My heart is in it. This great feast of the Immaculate Conception is one to cherish, one to draw closer to Him, a feast like this. Blessed Mother, how good she has been, how much she has mothered us. Have you really taken Mary, your mother? She is. And our Savior is her Son. We have gone through hard times, and that certainly went through for all, certainly bad times went for all the saints even now. They had in their past very difficult times. Don't be afraid. Just say, Jesus, draw close and show me the way. Bring your mother to me that I might be strengthened to do what you want me to do. Let this feast of the Immaculate Conception be a feast where you surrender your life more to the Lord and to His Mother, for she will help you if you sincerely come to the Lord and ask to be drawn closer. She will help you. Believe me, she will help you. If you really mean it, if you're just trying to test God, that's not the way to go. You won't hear anything. But if you really believe, ask Him for His help to lead you, especially in this feast day, but through this whole month in a special way. May God, who became man for us, may you know His love in your heart, and may you respond to Him and draw closer and closer to Him. Brothers and sisters, please don't just think these are nice words. Take this very seriously. You and I do not know how long we have to live. Please open your heart to Him. All of us. I don't care if you're 18 or you're like me, much older. Trust God. Follow Him. Ask His help. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.